The LEAF program focuses on funding innovative and sustainable projects which benefit vulnerable sectors, particularly in countries such as Dominica, Grenada, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Speaking with NBC News, Chief Executive Officer of the National Center for Technological Innovation, Petros Combs, said the program, which has been in effect for the past year, aims to help business become more efficient in the area of technology.
They are able to give us some funding so that we can work along with small business owners. And the perspective that we took is getting small business more equipped, more efficient with the technologies available to help them to elevate some of the costs that would have otherwise caused them to not be as productive as we expect them to. For example, within this program, we talk about working with Excel spreadsheet and they get an accredited certificate.
Mr. Gums believes that artificial intelligence is a tool which businesses can capitalize on to become more resourceful.
But now that we have artificial intelligence in our backyard, and it's a tool that we think that small business should start utilizing to be more productive. We are teaching them how to create small videos to get their messages across, how to work and get, you know, realistic looking flyers and everything for their promotion. Like there's a few of them that has been paying for invoicing application. And we show them, instead of paying that monthly, here is a free application that does the same invoicing, same quality of work. Now that finance you have could be diverted elsewhere. A lot of our small businesses are just doing business just to survive. They're not really doing too well for longevity and for continuity. It's something for immediate survival.
And Mr. Gums added that the program was extended to several schools during the summer, noting that the objective was to help students become workforce ready.
So for this summer, we say, listen, we need to start assisting our community, start producing the kind of employees that we would like to see happen. So with these students, we enter them into the same. They do advanced Excel, not the Excel they do for CSEC, a little bit beyond that. We also get them involved in understand how to ethically and morally use artificial intelligence for their productivity and efficiency. And also we put them into the QuickBooks, which is an industry standard application. We realize that a lot of companies are paying big money to get their employees trained in this. So we say, okay, you know what? Let me start getting the children, see how they adjust to it. And they adjust very, very well because the content that are in those programs relate back to their subject area. So they were able to adapt around pretty nicely. And they get an accredited 3-year certificate with those programs, right? And all of this was free. So we have children from the countryside, the leeward, and even the Grenadines. The Grenadines, of course, is a little challenge, but we were able to help foot some of their transportation costs to get them involved.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Center for Technological Innovation, the NCTI, Petros Combs. I'm Johnny Pistraker with today's special report.